The astute observer will notice that the liturgical color for the season of Advent is violet or purple. And you may or may not know that in the church's mind, the color violet is symbolic of penance and repentance. That's why when a priest hears confessions, he wears a purple stole. It's also why the season of Lent is associated with the color purple. But how many people think of Advent as a season of penance? No. How many people have ever given up anything for Advent? No one. We don't think of Advent as a penitential season. We think of Advent as a joyful season of anticipation. Yes, we are working on preparing our hearts, but in a sense, we are already celebrating. All you have to do is look around town, turn on the TV, go to any store. Christmas is already in full swing for a lot of people. And indeed, we also in the church have a celebratory mood in these days leading up to the great feast of Christmas. Well, believe it or not, the church does think of Advent as a season for penance. It wasn't by mistake that purple got assigned as the color for this season. Now, before you reach for the rotten fruits and vegetables to throw at me for being a killjoy, I think first we want to take a closer look at what it means to embrace penance. A lot of people think of penance as punishment. Penance equals punishment. We think of embracing different difficult practices during Lent, giving things up, making a sacrifice, doing things that hurt. Maybe in some sense to feel a closeness to the Lord Jesus in his suffering. Maybe some people do it out of a sense of atoning for their sins. But believe it or not, that really isn't the aim of penance. Penance is not meant to be a punishment. The priest does not give you a penance at the end of confession to say, shame on you, shame on you. This is your punishment for having committed a sin. No, that's not what penance is all about. The purpose of penance is to help us to leave the old life behind and to embrace the new life of Christ. To turn away from sin and turn toward the living of a holy life. To abandon self-centeredness and to embrace Christ-centeredness more and more. You might say, well, Father, isn't that what we're always about? Aren't we always about turning away from sin and trying to grow in our spiritual life? What do we need penance for? I can grow in the spiritual life without doing penance. And I say, well, yes. Yes, you can. It is possible to grow in the spiritual life without doing penance. But I will guarantee you that if you embrace some kind of penitential practice, some little form of self-denial, you will grow in the spiritual life much more rapidly, much more effectively, and much more deeply. If you think about it, it's when we encounter difficulties and sufferings that we really have the opportunity to grow. When life is easy, when we're coasting along, if that's ever the case for anyone, but when things are not as turbulent in life, we may be happy, we may be content, but there's not as much growing going on as when we encounter some difficulty. I'll give you a couple examples. When someone receives a very serious health diagnosis, a cancer or some disease, they get pretty serious about dealing with that. And they're pretty committed to doing whatever it takes to address that, to get over that, or to heal from that. The doctor says, okay, you got to do this and this and this. All right, doctor, I'll do it. You know, we get pretty serious when there's some kind of difficulty in life. We don't just sort of go on with life as normal when something really painful or shocking happens in our life. We pay close attention and we're all in when it comes to a situation like that. Another example would be athletes. I was up in Wilbur last summer. It was about a week after school got out. And the high school boys were out on the field playing football, practicing. The coach was out there and thought, man, they're really devoted. But they knew if they wanted to have a successful year on the field this year, they had to start working. They had to press themselves, really push themselves toward excellence. Just like any athlete would say, if you want to get better, you have to push yourself to where it hurts. And it really stretches you. Well, penance is kind of like that. It's something that we voluntarily do in order to stretch ourselves. Not to punish ourselves, but to grow. It's a way of testing ourselves, in a sense. A way of exercising. So that we can open our hearts more and more for the coming of the Lord Jesus at Christmas. So that we can set aside the things that stand in the way of a deeper life in Christ. It's a way of lessening the attachments that we have to material things or worldly things. When we give up chocolate or whatever it is, it's our way of saying, all right, I see there's a greater good that I want to be striving for in my life. It doesn't have to be something earth-shattering, something huge. But even in those little ways that we can embrace that spirit of penance, we truly do prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. My last comment has to do with penance as it's related to joy. Pope Francis is always talking about these sour-faced prelates, you know, that look like they just bit into a pickle or something. You know, they're so somber and serious and all of this. He says, we got to be joyful. So being in this penitential season or in this season when we do penance does not at all mean that we are robbed of the joy of the season. In fact, when we think about it, embracing some little penance for Advent will enrich our joy. It'll deepen our joy and enhance our joy. Why? Because we keep in mind what the purpose of our penance is. Setting aside the things that hinder us, setting our hearts more firmly and steadfastly on the Lord, so that when He comes at Christmas, we will have made a greater amount of room in our hearts to receive Him.